Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, yes! We're just going to attack this day like the ceiling can't hold us. I have no idea what that means. I like the Macklemore song, don't get me wrong, but and we're living in pandemic times. We're self-quarantined, whatever you want to call it. The day doesn't even matter. Remember, you know, and I was talking about this the other day. Remember when you used to say, oh God, I can't wait till the weekend. Now we don't even know where the weekend is. It's like, and remember when we hated Mondays? Oh, I hate Mondays. I hate going back to work. Oh, weekend's over. Time for Monday. Now we don't. Now most of us don't even know what day it is. Essential personnel go to work every day because they're essential. Other people just sit at home and every day is the same day. I mean, think about it. What day is it? Quick, what day is it today? Come on, answer. Oh, it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, Tuesday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
You've been in quarantine for so long, you don't even know what day it is.
Right.
Why don't you take a shower? Or at least change your pajamas.
Once in a
while. Don't forget to brush your teeth.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday,
Tuesday,
Tuesday.
Now get out and attack that. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Live, local, life worth talking about from two different zip codes. Tom Morgan here in the studio, Laura at home in Elysburg coming up, and late night TV at home.
Listen to this, it's so that YouTube is now removing any medically unproven content from its site. Americans are like, well, back to searching WebMD and think I have every disease known to man.
94KX, some days I feel like I'm never getting older. Other days, not so much. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 FM. I am so bored. I find myself, well, you've seen my video. Maybe you've seen the video posted that I'm, you know, I got voted outstanding in my field out in Point Township where I live. I'm standing in the middle of a field talking to you, the listeners who are probably also as bored as I am, but doing the social distance thing. I find myself now in my home studio looking out the window. And like missing sports so much, I do sports broadcasting to myself, like with no one else in the studio. Yesterday, I'm watching this bird sitting on the railing of the deck outside my window, and I became like one of those golf announcers. It's a brown bird sitting on the rail, looking down over the lawn. Has to be 20, 30 feet. Looking for a breadcrumb to drop. Let's see if he goes for it. Oh, wait. Now there appears to be a reddish bird on the railing with him. Perhaps a cardinal or a cardinal mix. Nothing interesting comes from St. Louis anyway. Oh, wait. The cardinal's down on the green. Gets the breadcrumb and gone. I'm like, Tom, what is wrong with you? And then I see this viral video last night of this guy running his pet hedgehog through an obstacle course, and the guy's actually doing a better job than me.
Looks like she's found her way pretty quickly to the double barrel bridge, Bob. Incidentally, besides being the quickest way to the love seat, it's the only way to the love seat. So good on you, Pepper. She's zipping across the love seat. That'll help.
Pepper the hedgehog.
Down the armrest and towards the final obstacle. And looks like she's in the final stretch here, folks. She's coming up to the ramp. Now, this has given her trouble in the past.
Go, Pepper, go!
But she has done it, so we'll see if she will do it now.
Pepper!
Yes!
American
yes!
Ninja good. Warrior! Yes.
Good job, Pepper. Well done.
Now that's good stuff. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom Morgan here in the Sunbury studio. Laura in her homemade studio at her house in Elysburg. We'll join up with Laura in just a bit, and it is a Try It Tuesday. Is she going to stay in the kitchen this Tuesday and try something new, or will she be out back mixing cement? You just never know with Laura. You never know what's coming next. Me, I'm just a boring guy. I mean, I'm not putting in a new patio. I'm not repainting a room. I'm so bored, I sometimes go on social media and read the crap that is posted there. and see what people are up to. A woman on Reddit, this is true now, she said she might be dumping her boyfriend soon because he's bad at talking dirty. She told him she wanted to spice things up a bit. So in the middle of, hibbity-dibbity, in the middle of a tussle under the coverlet, he called her a dirty little tomato. It kind of killed the moment. Remember that episode of Seinfeld?
She starts with the dirty talking.
All right, all right. Hold on. Time out. Whoa. Okay, what did you say?
Now, bear in mind, I am just trying to keep up.
Of course.
Okay? So she's talking about her panties. So I said, you mean the panties your mother laid out for you?
What does that mean?
I don't know. Just popped out.
Well, how did she react?
She flipped out. Just left.
Well, that's not offensive. It's abnormal, but it's not offensive.
I mean, the whole thing's abnormal. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning from Sunbury and Elysburg. The only live local morning show covering two zip codes. Laura's at home, remodeling her house. I'm standing here bored as can be. How are you doing this morning?
I need to clarify something. I'm not remodeling. I'm just zhuzhing.
Well, that's a hell of a zhuzh. I'm telling you that much.
Chip and Joanna Gaines, Keith and I, are not.
Okay.
However.
That is a good show, though. But
it's a great show. We're doing okay.
You're doing better than okay. You totally redid an office in your house, a small bedroom into an office. And then yesterday, you totally redid a brick patio. That's better than most. I mean, come on.
I did the bulk of the sand placing and laying myself. And then the husband got home from work.
Uh-huh.
He had a couple of things to do in the office, which is now a lovely office.
Yes.
And then he came out and helped me finish the brick pattern.
And this is what I'm talking about. Most people, like, here's what I did yesterday. I sat on the deck with a beverage and watched two birdies fight on the lawn. That's what I did.
Well, that's why I'm redoing the patio. Because I want to sit on my patio with a beverage and watch the birds fight.
Okay. All right. Or your dogs or your cats. Whatever.
Yes. No.
Yeah?
We do not need any cat fights.
No more cat fights.
No more animal Armageddon.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Household.
She's from her house. What do we got for Try It Tuesday today? Can we tease the audience a little bit? What will you be doing at home?
Yes. So there is an item that's been out in stores that you cannot get a hold of.
Right.
I'm going to teach folks how to make their own.
This isn't a medical mask. We already did that. Let me think. An item that is out in the stores, but you just can't find
it anywhere.
Toilet paper. You're going to make your own toilet paper. No?
Nope. It's to eat.
Edible toilet paper.
Well, eventually.
That's disgusting.
Ew, no.
All right. Well, think about that. And we'll be back with Laura from Elysburg right after the news, the sports, and the AccuWeather, which is next. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Sing! Tom and Laura in the morning. Sing!
Sing, sing, sing.
Biter's birthday buddies on the way. Do we have a chance for Laura to sing this morning? Musical birthdays? Nobody.
Oh,
nobody.
Man, really?
Not a single person, Laura. Unless you want some West Coast hip hop. Too Short is 54 years old today. Considered the pioneer of West Coast hip hop. Too Short.
I am not on the West Coast. I am incredibly white. I don't think I should.
And you're in Elysburg.
Yes.
Broadcasting live from the kitchen table. There she is, Laura Good. Tom and
as
Laura.
As much as
in
I would
morning.
Love to throw down some hip hop.
Yeah.
No. Central PA doesn't need that.
Does anybody know how tall Too Short is? I was kind of wondering.
I could Google it.
We probably could just to waste some time, but we're not singing. So it's okay. We'll get right to the local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, or as we call it, Biter's
Birthday Buddies!
Nice job.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to Angela Cromley from Turbotville. She's 44 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Anne Louise Wasevich. She's 72 today.
Isn't that your maiden name?
No, it's Washaleski.
Okay, it's close. Antoinette Antoinette. I love that name. Grotti is 58 years old today.
Ashley Coleman from Millersburg turns 29.
Happy birthday to Brian Schroeder of Sealands Grove, 47.
Chad Sayre turns 40.
All right. Elizabeth Taylor. Wait. Elizabeth Taylor? Elizabeth Taylor from Northumberland is 40. There's a name.
Jan Gordon from Shamokin turns 58.
All right. Happy birthday to Jason, and I hope I get this name right. Pendulitis. He's 23.
Cal Gross-Yetter from Seals Grove turns 32 today.
Okay. Cal Yetter from Middleburg is 32 now. That's the same person, I think.
Because of the hyphenated name.
And then the next one. And then the next one after that. This guy or person has 20 birthdays. Let's skip on. Keith Dirk from Shamokin is 58.
Kyle Rumberger turns 35 today.
Michelle Dunnigan from Lewisburg is 36.
Michelle Kippel from Sunbury turns 51.
All right. Happy birthday to Rebecca Rummel from Elizabethville. She's 36.
Stacey Sprankle from Sealands Grove turns 43.
Happy birthday to Tim Pfister. I know the guy. Good guy from Norrie, 53.
Tim Lobshear from Sealands Grove turns 30.
Tanya Struble is 37 today.
And William Stevens from Sunbury turns 48.
Nobody on the text club this morning.
And nothing that I'm seeing on Facebook.
All right, but everybody's got a birthday, right?
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can always text us at 49330 or call us up on the Ford Fun Line. Tom, want to know how you can be in it to win it with Biters?
How do you do that, Laura?
Hey, you text us. Join the text club at WQKX.com and then text your birthday to 49330. Every Friday, we pick someone to win $100 so you can go shopping at Biters.
You are correct. Each and every weekday morning, it's Biters.
Biters. Birthday buddies. Right here on 94KX.
That was cool. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. She didn't even know his name. But he was there to help. And that's what it's all about. You know, Laura, we have heroes every day during this pandemic. And they are just common people. And I love it.
Common people are doing some of the nicest things during this pandemic, and it gives me hope for humanity.
Me too. I actually feel good when I read these stories and hear them, and that's why we pass them on to you. People at home, or maybe on the way to work, you essential people. And I hate using that phrase, you're essential, because it makes everybody else seem like they're not. But anyway, sometimes it is the random stranger. A nurse in Texas couldn't get her car started yesterday. The battery had died. A random guy in her apartment complex shows up and tosses her the keys to his car that's sitting in the driveway that he's not using. And he says, go ahead and go to work.
Black truck came around, so I just kind of waved at him, and he rolled down his window part of the way and asked if he could help me. He was quiet for a little bit and then said, I know this sounds really strange, but I have a Prius that we're not currently using. Would you like to drive our Prius to work? My eyes just teared up. He just recognized at that point that me getting to work would help other people. It was a pure act of kindness from a complete stranger I'd never seen before in my life and haven't seen again since that day.
Now that's a hero, and not only that, but while she was at work with his car, he took his truck and he fixed her battery and filled the tank up with gas. Is that amazing or what?
I don't even have words to describe how awesome that is. And the stranger didn't even respond to the news outlet that contacted him for the story. He just wanted to be kind.
That's a lesson in life I think we all should just consider today. How about it?
Absolutely.
Feel good news with Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
94KX, that song annoys me. And here's why. I just think it's for Halloween. I mean, Laura, are you with me on this or no?
Well, we have a situation.
Oh, so you aren't listening to the song. Okay, that's fine. We have a situation.
I don't know what he's barking at.
Maybe he got spooked by that song. It just keeps going boom, 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 boom.
Probably. Boom, it's boom, true. Boom.
It's Halloween.
They have to chime in at least once a morning.
All right. Is everything going to be okay?
I think that there's a squirrel on the premise.
damn squirrels. They can't interrupt our morning show.
No. No, they can't. Mackie, come here.
Mr. Squirrel.
Oh, his hair. Come here. Oh.
Mr. Squirrel. Doctor's orders.
Where's Uncle Tom?
Come on now, guys. Settle down. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
Oh, boy.
I said
we're on high alert.
I said it's Tom and Laura in the morning, guys. Calm down.
It's Tom and Laura and some rambunctious animals in the morning. Oh, my God.
All right. I was going to talk about Try a Tuesday. We'll do that after the news. But I will tell you, as the dogs continue in the background, that we've had our fingers crossed for quite some time wondering what's going on this summer. Will we be able to go to concerts? Will we be able to?
Excellent question.
Last week, we found out the Steve Miller Band canceled their tour. So there's one stop we won't be making at Spyglass, which is sad. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. The Doobie Brothers 50th anniversary tour has been postponed, obviously, because of the pandemic. Michael McDonald is supposed to be jumping back on board with a lot of the original Doobies and touring just in time to get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, in the meantime, they're all kind of stuck at home. So, Pat Simmons, who was never a lead vocalist for the Doobies, but he kind of became one when different people started quitting and that kind of stuff. He joined up with some original Doobies, Tom Johnston, John McPhee, John Cowan, and isolated in their own homes, they did a new version of Blackwater.
Oh, awesome. Keep on rolling, Mississippi. Keep on shining. Oh, Blackwater. Keep on rolling, Mississippi. Keep on shining. Oh, Blackwater. Keep on rolling, Mississippi. Keep on shining.
Pretty cool stuff, right?
Very cool.
I am so looking forward to that tour. Wouldn't it be cool if we could make the Doobies stop at Spyglass?
That would be amazing.
Recorded from the privacy of all their homes and mixed together, the Doobies on tour soon. And Laura, listen, the dogs are quiet.
I think they like the Doobie Brothers.
I think so. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. A Tuesday means a Try-It Tuesday. We break away from the music and join Laura in the kitchen.
Oh, yes.
All right, so you got to tell me now, you couldn't find Rice Krispies, so you decided to make a different kind of treat. Now, what's going on?
So basically, the husband requested some Rice Krispies.
Okay.
Last week, I went to the grocery store like I do my one trip out and about, and I couldn't find any, not even generic.
Wow. Yeah, I know the what we call the essentials are somewhat missing in some stores, yes.
They are. So I was like, okay, what else can we use? So I basically bought some cereal.
Okay.
And did you know that you can make anything into a Rice Krispie treat if you try hard enough?
Well, you do remember a few months back when you randomly showed up with Cheerios treats, which I thought were amazing.
Yes.
All right. So what are you going to do? You like Lucky Charms or something with the marshmallows? What?
Today we are going to use Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, wait a minute. Of course, they're kind of like Rice Krispies.
Shaped the same.
You got your Fruity Pebbles, your Cocoa Pebbles. Now, the Fruity Pebbles that you bought, you think that'll be a nice substitute for your husband, Keith?
He actually, when I texted him, I said, hey, I can't find Rice Krispies. What would you like me to use? He requested the Fruity Pebbles. Now, last week, I did make Golden Grahams s'mores treats, which I'll talk about on the Facebook Live. I've pretty much been making Rice Krispie treats since we've been in quarantine.
This is a great idea. Moms, if you're listening, caregivers, Laura's going to be Facebook Live shortly with Try It Tuesday.
It's going to be fun.
And you could throw in any kind of cereal. That'll be great, except for maybe, you know, grape nuts. But, you know, I mean, this is good stuff. Listen to her in the kitchen.
This is
just great. You're in the kitchen.
I am in the kitchen.
And she's so cute.
It's going to be awesome.
Try It Tuesday has become something brand new since Laura's been quarantined at home in Elysburg. We're going to have to build a kitchen here in the studio when you come back.
I think I'm going to need my own full-blown cooking show.
DIY. Try It Tuesday coming to Facebook right now. Good luck with that, Laura.
Hey, thanks.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV from the privacy of their homes.
After rumors of his death, North Korea is now claiming that Kim Jong-un is totally fine. And they can prove it with a recent letter that he wrote. Yep. You can tell the letter is recent because he gives a full review of Netflix's Too Hot to Handle.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, live, local, and the only morning radio show in our area coming to you from two different zip codes. It's Tom Morgan in the Sunbury studio and Laura Good just coming off Facebook Live on a Try It Tuesday with Fruity Pebbles treats. Yum. Wish I had one. Anyway.
I wish I could bring you one.
Well, you know, those days are coming back soon, I hope.
I hope so.
As in, like, maybe May 11th? We can't guarantee that will be the return of Tom and Laura in the studio, but we're pushing for May 11th. In the meantime, Laura, we have endless meetings on Zoom.
Yes, we do.
So tired of it already. And there is an article published that you and I were looking at and laughing and comparing notes from Forbes magazine. The five things your boss should not do on Zoom.
Listen, there are a lot of things people shouldn't do on Zoom.
Yeah, and I've done most of them, but I'm not the boss. Here we go. Number one is look scruffy. Remember, boss, dress nice, keep the personal hygiene up. Looking professional sets an example and shows respect for your staff.
So, you'll have to check out the Try It Tuesday and let me know if I looked professional enough in my kitchen.
Well, that's a different, like, it's not like a big corporate meeting. It's Laura making treats. It's all good. But the boss, like, I don't know, the Zooms I've been on, everybody's been, well, not everybody, but the boss figures, the meeting holder, that's the phrase I was looking for, have looked good. So it's okay. Number two, what do you think about number two, hogging the call?
Don't hog the call, bosses. Keep it short and to the point.
Yes, because I have witnessed that. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
I will not lie, in a meeting on Friday, I actually got up and left the meeting, went to the bathroom, and came back and sat down, and no one noticed that I was missing. Now, maybe some assorted members of the staff noticed and were kind of giggling, but yeah, don't hog the call. Number three is keep their mic on at all times. Okay. Now,
no, you should not do that.
Yeah. No. Well, their mic, but not yours. Okay. Actually bounce back and forth between mute.
Now, here's, I was going to say, whoever is giving the presentation or who is speaking, that's whose microphone should be on. Everyone else should be muted to keep the background noise to a minimum.
That's right. Because the problem I have seen is the problem we've had here on the show, too. Household pets barking at random times.
Yes.
Or meowing. and to my good friend, Dee Nice, whose cats like to stick their face in the camera, it's actually kind of funny. But
it's hilarious.
Yes, the background noise is exactly it. But the person who's talking, unmute their mic, keep it on, and maybe everybody else gets the temporary mute. All right. Here's one that we talked about weeks ago, and I'm a stickler for this. Have a nice background, but don't make it unprofessional, okay? People are looking at the room in the house in which you're doing your Zoom. All right, so make sure whatever you have going on in the background is appropriate. I said to my boss the other day, dude, what are those goofy-looking trophies behind you? And he said, they're my bowling trophies from when I was 12 years old. I said, well, could you get rid of them? They're annoying. Everybody started laughing. I'll probably let go for that kind of behavior. But the background of your Zoom is very important, okay? Very important. I said to Melissa, who we work with, Laura, I said, hey, mm-hmm. Melissa, what's behind that door back there? I just need to know. She said, it's a bathroom. I said, all right, thanks. And finally,
it's like, okay.
Yeah. Finally, speaking of meetings, like, how many people is too many people, right?
Yeah, I mean, it could get overwhelming. I know that the husband was on a conference call. Now, not a Zoom call, but a conference call, and there were like 300 people on it.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, so it was to make a big announcement, like corporate-wide,
okay.
You know. So they kind of had a dial-in instead of a Zoom. It was too much for Zoom. But he said the one guy didn't realize his microphone was on and made like an off-color comment.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is pretty funny.
Short of bodily functions, an off-color comment is not good. All right, so keep your meetings brief, keep them small, and dress appropriately, and watch what you're doing in the background, too, okay? Just a little tip from Tom and Laura in the morning.
As my dogs run around in the background.
That's entertainment. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Laura, it's time to ring the bells. Thank goodness I'm wearing my Notre Dame hoodie.
This is such a cool thing that is happening in Central PA.
It's a very cool thing. It started like days ago when our very own Joe McGranahan, who is the mayor of Shamokin Dam, got together with the mayor of Sunbury, Kurt Karlovich, and said, let's ring some bells on Sunday, May 3rd. At 7 o'clock, like in the big cities when everybody goes outside and bangs pots and pans at 7 p.m. So Kurt said, okay, so they're going to do it in Sunbury. And Joe, of course, is encouraging everyone in Shamokin Dam to do it. Now, I was talking to Mark Lawrence a couple minutes ago, and he said he's hoping that it spreads to Northumberland and Sealands Grove and Danville and where you are in Elysburg. Maybe we'll get everybody to do it Sunday at 7 p.m.
I think this would be a really amazing thing to have occur, especially all throughout central Pennsylvania. Let's get Bloomsburg, Berwick. Heck, yes. Let's get all the way down in Harrisburg. Our signal travels that far.
There you go. Let's get everybody to go outside and ring some bells at 7 p.m. on Sunday. Now, that's this Sunday, May 3rd, in honor of the first responders, the healthcare workers, even the employees at the grocery store, all those people, right?
All of those people who are currently working to help keep life-sustaining businesses open. So everyone who's essential, we want to honor you. So this Sunday, ring the bells, get outside. If you don't have a bell, bang a pot, clang a pan to show solidarity with all Pennsylvanians as we fight COVID-19.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Not exactly saving lives, but just trying to make life a little easier and happier.
Yeah, a little easier and a little more sugar-filled.
Sugar-filled.
Especially on this Tuesday.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, are you referring to the Try It Tuesday Fruity Pebbles treats or what?
Yes, they are all sugar.
Mmm. Well. Well, you enjoy them. And let's wrap up the show with Laura's thought for the day.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, the purpose of this glorious life is not simply to endure it, but to soar, to also stumble and flourish as you learn to fall in love with existence. We were born to live, my dear, not to merely exist.
So let's get out there today and live it up, right?
Especially on this gorgeous sunny day.
Yes, get outside and enjoy. Don't just exist. During this quarantine, get out there and enjoy every single moment. Well put. Chad Evans is on the way next. Have a great day, Laura.
Have a good one too, Tom.
See you, everybody. Later. Bye, everybody.
Bye.